I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Sally Lockyer, who's the Chair of Governors at the Grove House School, the first school for pupils with speech, language and communication difficulties in Essex. So it's lovely to meet you.
Yeah, good morning.
Very nice to meet you. Tell us more about the Grove House School.
Well, we are a specialist free school that is opening this September. So in the last couple of years, we have put together an application for the school as a group of trustees, which has been approved by the government, and now they have released funding for it to be opened in September. We're going to be based in Sawyers Hall Lane in Brentwood, but being a specialist provision, we'll be drawing pupils from across the county and slightly beyond into Havering and areas like Thurrock as well.
And can I ask what your background is and how you got involved in...
Yes, of course. Well, I started originally as a secondary teacher, following some years as an academic.
Yeah.
And I have come together with a group of other trustees which represent not only professionals from the education side, but actually speech and language therapists as well.
Yeah.
And we have a leading academic working with us also, who has been able to provide some specialist strategies for use by the pupils. Her name is Professor Victoria Joffe, and she's based at City University. So as a team, we have developed the plans for the school, the budget. We've worked with an accountant and a lawyer.
Yeah.
And developed a team of governors that are able to now bring the project forward.
Why is the school such a step? You're saying it's a step forward. What difference is it going to make, and what pupils can actually come to the school?
Well,
so are you taking pupils out from just the schools in the Essex area, or is it a specialist school? Is it something that they would attend every day, or is it just outside of school hours? How does it work?
Currently in Essex, we have two types of school. We have the mainstream,
yeah,
and we have special schools.
Yeah.
But the special schools tend to be fairly broad-based, so a child would go to their local one and have the same provision as the rest of the children. What we're aiming to do is provide actually a specialist provision for pupils with one type of need.
Yeah.
Because for children with speech and language and communication difficulties, they require some alterations and modifications if they're going to be able to engage.
Mm.
So they require therapists to be involved in the delivery of the lessons, and they require the curriculum to be altered slightly to give them the specialist literacy provision that they require to make progress.
Yeah.
So there will be an expectation that pupils will travel from a much wider geographical area to attend Grove House School,
yeah,
because of the very specialist provision it's offering children with that difficulty.
Would it be children possibly with Asperger's or autism? Is that kind of the areas that you can move into for
there
teaching?
There may be, absolutely, because our pupils have a very wide range of diagnoses,
yeah,
and our criteria that we've developed very carefully to make sure we're complementing local provision state that pupils first of all have to have a statement or an education, health and care plan, and that their primary need should be speech and language or communication difficulties.
Yep.
So that's put very simply, but that gives you an idea of the range of children that it might include.
And so you're covering all subjects. What sort of creative elements? Because I know sometimes you know they're more creative, like painting. If people aren't sometimes academically not on that path, but they're creative, so if you've got a lot more sort of creative things like maybe acting or painting and stuff.
Yes,
along that
again,
sort of line.
To explain the difference of the school from the local special schools, we're not exactly the same because we're offering a mainstream curriculum,
mm,
but with therapeutic support. So our pupils actually will be proceeding to standard qualifications at key stages 4 and 5.
Mm.
We'll be expecting a very normal range of GCSE options for them. So actually the curriculum will look very identical to a normal mainstream secondary school.
Yeah.
And the difference is really the tweaking of the curriculum on the literacy side, and then obviously the therapeutic support in the classroom to ensure that pupils can access their learning. So as I say, there will be the same sort of curriculum,
yeah,
but there will obviously be an emphasis on the life skills, teaching the social communication skills, and actually for us, enrichment as well. We're going to have a slightly extended school day to make sure that pupils can be involved in enrichment activities that are structured and supported by staff who know them well.
And what, because I always say this, when you say, people might say year 5 or year 8, I don't understand the age group, so I'd always go, I can't work it out of my head. So what sort of age groups can come to the school, and what, you know, is it from sort of 11 up to 16 or?
Well, we're predominantly secondary, but we will be starting with year 4 pupils in a small primary class.
How old are year 4 pupils?
Age 8, 9 and 10. grade in a primary class. So those pupils who really do require that specialist support at the end of the primary stage, we will be taking some. But there, as I say, we will be then a fairly standard secondary age school going from 11 through to 19.
And is this a private school, or is this a school that anybody can go to? Is there any fees involved, or is it just open to...
No, the only requirement is that you have a statement, as I said. Yeah. So then the funding will be paid for by government. It is not an independent school. It's a free school. Which is the same as any of the academies. It's funded directly by government and scrutinised externally as well.
So if there's parents out there listening at the moment saying, oh, that sounds like something I could be interested in, when does the school actually open, and how would people get in contact to actually become part of the school?
Of course. Well, we open the first week of September.
Yep.
And we are currently taking admissions from pupils, which we have details of on our website. There's a process that you have to follow, and it involves going to the local authority and making a formal request for the school. So certainly any interested parents at this stage would need to be doing so if they're wanting to secure a place for September.
And it's all the W's, grovehouseschool.co.uk. That's grovehouseschool.co.uk. We can find all the information there. But as we know, it's moved, the year is going so quick, and we're already at March. So if you are interested in enrolling your child, you need to sort of get it in motion now to actually get
Absolutely.
It sorted. Is there any special school uniform?
We've got
different colours. I want to know, because the thing was, my school uniform is so boring. It was grey. I wanted to know if you have, like, you know, if it's red or blue or something. A bit more.
Well, Grovehouse School is very much branded as a lovely green colour.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Yes, we'll be in keeping with that, certainly.
Lovely. It's really lovely to meet you today. And as you said, it's a free school. So if you do have your child that you'd like to get into this school, do take a look at the website, grovehouseschool.co.uk. All the contact details are there, and it will go through how you have to apply, and if there's any problems, the telephone number's there as well.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Really lovely to meet you, and it's fantastic news for Brentwood.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right, we're going to be speaking to Roger in the next minute after this.
Eat My Brunch is brought to you in association with Chigwell Bifold.